best part about being in the High School Musical phenomenon is, I think that, you know, the recognition that we do have thus far in the project is for something that's good and wholesome, and was really fun to make. It's not based on drama. It's not based on, you know, controversy. You know, we made something that's fun and people enjoy watching. And also the fact that, you know, we made the movie and the press came afterwards. You know, people discovered the movie and demanded it, and that's what made it so special. In so many ways, I'm different than Troy. It's kind of ridiculous. You know, he's the coolest kid in school. I was never anywhere near that. He's great at basketball. I definitely can't play basketball that great. I mean, it might look okay, but you throw me in a 2-on-2 game and I'm pretty useless. We have rehearsal 2 weeks prior to filming the songs or so. Before we start principal production or principal photography, we've got 2 weeks of rehearsal to practice all the numbers. On the day, we usually have 1 or 2 rehearsals, and then we start filming. We go right into it. So, depending on the degree of difficulty, the number of shots we have to get of a certain number, it can vary from 1 to 3 days. Rehearsal itself takes about 2 weeks, you know, to get it down perfect. The movie starts at the end of the school year. Our first number is, you know, when school gets out, and the rest of the movie is about the adventures that our characters come across in throughout the summer. The most rehearsed and most difficult number, I think, is the opening number. We've got basketballs in the opening number. We have crazy hip hop dancing in the first part. It's been nuts. Kids that want to get into performing, you have to go try it. Go see what you think of performing. Go get in a play. Go do local theater and find out if you have a knack for it. Find out if you really enjoy being on stage and being in the spotlight. You know, if you love that applause, if you live for that moment and love your audience, you know, then you probably could continue and do it. And you should definitely pursue it. Because if it makes you happy, you know, that's what you need to do in your life.
Being on tour with High School Musical was the best 2 months of my life, bar none.
You really did. We felt we were rock stars for 2 months.
Yeah, living like rock stars.
Biggest thing about being on tour, probably just being able to get up on that stage in front of all those people every single night. You had about 15,000 people that would just scream for you every single night, and you get to go up there and you just lift your hands up and they just go at it, and just be able to have that power and control over it was so incredible.
It was, I don't know, undescribable. I can't tell you how many good things happened and what great positive energy was just around all the time.
My favorite part about tour was just performing in front of, you know, so many kids and all the fans and seeing them, you know, sing the lyrics and do the dance moves to Roll This Together and all the High School Musical music, so that was really cool.
It was just so cool, and to be able to do it every single night and then to be able to work with the group that we were working with. I mean, all of us, of course, knowing each other already from High School Musical and then even the new dancers, nobody had any egos. It was just something that it was just, I couldn't have asked for anything better for the first concert tour that I did.
Of all the cities that we performed, 2 of them really stick out to me, one of which is Columbia, South Carolina, because that's my hometown. And it was so incredible to be able to perform for my family, essentially. And the other one was when we were in Los Angeles. We got to perform at the Staples Center. And, I mean, it's the Staples Center. That's where the Lakers play. And so for me to know that for the rest of my life, when I drive past the Staples Center, I will know that I've performed on the stage there will always be a memory.
So going to the tour, I remember having nightmares about forgetting lyrics to my songs, to forgetting lyrics of High School Musical music, forgetting choreography to We're All In This Together. I mean, that was running through my head, because if I forgot something like that, those kids know those dance moves better than I do, practically. So they would know when I mess up. But I was just so kind of, I was just scared. I was like, you know, going into it, I didn't know what to expect, and I didn't know if I could actually, you know, do it and accomplish it. And then, you know, now that I did, I'm like, you know, that's so cool.
Being able, first and foremost, to perform in front of 15,000 people every night is just something that changes your perspective on people in general. And just seeing that massive amount of people all gathered in one place, essentially to see you and to be cheering your name and to be so happy to be there, that in the first sense is just crazy.
I think my favorite High School Musical dance number was Get Your Head in the Game, because it was so cool seeing all the guys just be in sync and bounce around their basketballs, and like finally when they all got it and they didn't drop the basketball, it was just like a sign of relief and everybody applauded, and it's just like magic. It was really cool.
My favorite is Stick to the Status Quo. I really just, something about it, it's that real old fashioned, it's got that Fame style to it, people dancing up on the tables in the cafeteria, and even the actual song itself, it's probably the most show tune like song in the whole movie. I really, really enjoyed doing that one.
My favorite High School Musical karaoke song is probably Get Your Head in the Game, because I'm a girl and it makes people laugh because I sound silly doing it.
For karaoke, I'd say Breaking Free, probably. Yeah, definitely Breaking Free. Because it's always fun to do duet. It's the real, it's the dramatic song at the end, the big finale, and it kind of has that feel to it that it do really well with karaoke.
Breaking Free. Just because when we were filming Breaking Free, me and Chris Warren would do our version of it, and it was just so much fun. We would have like a blast. We actually did it at a restaurant one time before High School Musical even came out. We were filming in Utah, and we went to like a restaurant, I think it was Joe's Crab Shack, and we had the CD with us, and so we put the CD in the CD player, like, where we were sitting, and we started singing it and stuff and doing our own, like, Vanessa would pretend to be Sharpay, and, like, I did, you know, Gabriella, and Chris did Troy and Breaking Free, and it was just so much fun. We'd all, like, sing each other's songs.